the Talmud Yerushalmi is over. And the Jewish communities, those that remained in Eretz Yisrael, began to go underground. The Jews looked for places to escape to. There was a very, very significant weakening of the Jewish presence in Eretz Yisrael. With the weakening of the Jewish presence came the weakening of the Sanhedrin. And also the weakening of the power of the Nossi, of the prince of the Sanhedrin. And as we'll see in the next few moments, momentous changes happen in Jewish life because of that. Now, when Constantine died, his son, Constantius, who is the same name practically, took over when he was also a rabid, strong Christian. In modesty, they renamed Byzantium Constantinople, the city of Constantine. And the church and the early church fathers began to really take control of the Roman Empire. Now, again, I point out to you that when they took control, they went very far, very fast. They who had for years pleaded for religious tolerance now said no other religions except Christianity. Instead of throwing Christians to the lions, they threw the non-Christians to the lions. And the religion of love and of peace and of brotherhood looked very much like the religion of Rome had before it. If you read Solzhenitsyn's set of books on the Gulag Archipelago, which I recommend everyone to read, because then you'll have a picture of Stalin and of Russia as just unbelievably powerful. You will see that he kept the same jailers that the Tsar had. I mean, the same guys that were running the concentration camps for the Tsars ran it for him, because they were to accept it was worse, and then the Tsar, the conditions were better. But when the revolution gains power, so then it's very difficult for anyone that's different or stands in the way. And therefore, the Jews were put under tremendous pressure. And the pressure was of such a nature that a number of Jews, I say a number, I mean more than 10, we're talking a few thousand, converted to Christianity. And some of them rose to high office in the church. A situation that will be repeated many times in history. And these apostate Jews, especially those in Eretz Yisrael, naturally were the worst enemies of the Jewish people, the ones that were out completely to destroy Jewish life, and they understood it, and they knew where it was at. And therefore, we have, for the first time recorded in the year 350, synagogues being burned, officially destroyed, the closing of all Jewish schools of learning, once again the banning of circumcision and of kosher food. And as the church had moved from Saturday to Sunday, so too the rules now were not only that one could not do business on Sunday, but that one must do business on Saturday. And this type of persecution brought a great state of enmity between the two groups, as you can well imagine. But it would be a long time before the Jews would have any protection. From about the 4th century on till our time, it's been a world of where the Jews have, relatively speaking, been unprotected. And it's a world of Christian domination. Now, in the year 360, after three consecutive Christian emperors, a man by the name of Julian the Greek became the emperor. And he was a pagan. And he tried to turn the whole thing around.